Statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, upper 30s with calm winds. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered rain showers in the upper 40s. And Thursday, partly sunny, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 41.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Another good week for corn and soybean harvest. Stephanie Ho with more.
Wide open weather helped with crop progress in most parts of the country.
Producers are starting to make the move from soybeans to corn as the open weather continues. And we saw 19% of the U.S. corn harvested just in the last week. 52% of the corn harvested in the last 4 weeks.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest numbers for corn.
60% harvested by October 18th, far ahead of the five-year average of 43%, and more than twice last year's pace when just 28% of the corn had been harvested by October 18th.
97% of the nation's corn is mature, which is the same number for the percentage of soybeans that are dropping leaves.
The soybean harvest did not outpace corn this week. We saw 14% advance in the soybean harvest progress to reach 75% overall.
That is far ahead of the five-year average and nearly double last year's pace. This is Stephanie Hope in Washington, D.C.
Two meat industry groups urging USDA to support mandatory labeling of cell-based or cultured meat and poultry products. The Meat Institute and the Alliance for Meat, Poultry, and Seafood Innovation penned the request in a letter to USDA yesterday. The groups also call on USDA to solicit input on what that labeling should look like through the advance notice of public rulemaking. Under the joint framework for regulation of cell-based and cultured meat, poultry, and seafood products, the two agencies working together to ensure the safety and labeling of cell-based cultured meat and poultry products. Among other provisions of the framework, the FSIS has oversight over cell-based cultured meat and poultry labeling, as it does for all meat and poultry that is sold in the U.S. In a recent public presentation, the agencies committed to joint principles of product labeling and labeling claims. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new molecular diagnostic lab has officially opened at Wichita State University in order to test more COVID-19 tests coming in throughout the state. And Governor Laura Kelly says that the rapid testing will help provide peace of mind for many individuals across Kansas.
The fact that you can get your results quickly allows us to do things like keep our schools open, keep our businesses open, and give the reassurance to folks that they are not a threat to their family, their friends, or their neighbors.
That audio from Cake News. The Molecular Diagnostic Lab was built with funds from the CARE Act and will boost the testing capacity exponentially. With being at full capacity, the lab can process nearly 4,500 tests in a day and over 32,000 in a single week. In other news, Kansas is seeing an average of more than 700 new COVID-19 cases in a day. As the KDHE reported yesterday, that Kansas had 2,113 new confirmed cases to bring the state total to nearly 73,000. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP. At Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
A coronavirus outbreak has killed 10 residents in a nursing home in a northwest Kansas county that's already proportionally the nation's largest increase cases over 2 weeks. The health department in Norton County reported yesterday that all 62 residents and an unspecific number of employees at the Andby home in Norton have tested positive for the virus. The nursing home's outbreak came after more than 100 cases at the state's prison in Norton. According to the data from Johns Hopkins University, Norton County has the largest number of new cases per 100,000 residents of any county in the U.S. for the last 2 weeks, ending on Sunday. And a three-vehicle crash on Interstate 435 in suburban Kansas City has seriously injured one person and shut down parts of the area's thoroughfare. Officials say the crash happened around 4 a.m. this morning, leading authorities to shut down the southbound lanes of I-435 in Lenexa. The Kansas Highway Patrol has initially reported that a person died in the crash, but later said the person was just critically injured. The patrol says the crash involved two semi-trucks and a passenger vehicle. No other details have been available so far. Good American Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska will reopen a series of federally funded grant programs to help small businesses and nonprofits that are struggling due to the coronavirus pandemic. Nebraska still has $160 million available from the $1 billion it received under the Federal CARES Act. The state will accept applications for assistance from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning until November 13th on a first-come, first-served basis. The newest round of grants will include aid targeted specifically to some of the state's hardest-hit businesses, including restaurants, bars, movie theaters, tattoo parlors, zoos, event centers, and ethanol plants that lost business because of reduced travel and gasoline usage. The Associated Press reports the state's rate of new infections now ranks the fifth highest nationally. The state said a record 343 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the 2020 U.S. Census count comes to a close, Marshall and Nemahal counties are among the top 15 in the state that reported over 70% self-response rates. Nemahal reported 71.2, Marshall 70.7%. Washington County was in the second tier with 63.6%. A majority of the highest response rates were from northeast Kansas. A cluster in the farthest southwest part of the state was lowest. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and considered inviting an Atchison attorney to the October 26th meeting to discuss the possibility of a moratorium on new wind farm construction and countywide zoning. Public Works is working with the Elm Creek Township to close a portion of Quivira Road. Commissioners discussed the south parking lot of the courthouse, which is in need of overlay. They discussed converting the west side landscaping at the courthouse into angle parking to increase the number of available spaces. The board asked for estimates for concrete and or asphalt for the south parking lot and the potential additional parking. Gila Randall of Frankfort presented a map approved by the FAA in July, noting that some 5 to 8 people have turbines sited within a mile of their homes for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. She was also concerned with the number of listings, more than 110 initially proposed. NextEra replied they typically try to site 20% more locations than anticipated to allow for movement if needed, indicating they are still anticipating 108 to 110 turbines. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. The county treasurer spoke of discussions regarding a potential tax sale and said the tax statements should be going out by the 1st of November. There are currently 55 properties that could be eligible for tax sale, with some back taxes dating from 2012. 3 years delinquency are necessary for consideration. The last tax sale was in 2016 in Washington County. Jean Bauer, age 84 of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m., with a rosary preceding at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jean Bauer. Joyce A. Quinn, age 69 of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Quinn. Robert Bob K. Nork, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Nork. Stephen Jock Carlson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Gym. Casual dress, burial in the Greenwood Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Stephen Jock Carlson. Gertrude A. Flower, age 91, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. A funeral is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. over Zoom. Those interested should contact the family for meeting ID and password. Public graveside service will follow Saturday at 2 at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gertrude Flower. Edgar Helms, age 92, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. At the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edgar Helms.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some clouds across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. Some areas will see a chance of rain showers as we head through the day, continuing into tomorrow and into a Thursday. Otherwise, to the north of this low, we are seeing accumulating snow across the northern parts of the Midwest. Temperature wise, are going to be all over the place. Cool. We'll see a warm day on Thursday before another sharp cold front moves through Thursday night, bringing cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, 53. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 30s with calm winds. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers, upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered rain showers around 49 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Check out Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Reflections is a Gold Crown Hallmark store with gifts, decor, and, of course, Hallmark cards. The Hallmark Christmas ornaments are in stock at Reflections in Marysville. Stop by, add to, or start your collection today. Reflections also announces they carry rugs, tablecloth napkins, and cloth placemats. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, your Gold Crown Hallmark store. Average high temperature, mid-October 67, recent record high 87 in 2003. The average low 42, record low 26 in 2011. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening, 6:39.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things run.
Love fresh air, but there's too much outdoor noise to keep the windows open? Science may have an answer. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 20th, the 294th day of the year. Actress Joyce Randolph celebrates her 96th birthday, and Thomas Edison completed his first successful test of the electric light bulb on this day in 1879. Noise-canceling headphones can do a remarkable job of eliminating unwanted ambient noise. Now scientists are putting the same technology into window panes to create a more peaceful home environment. When a microphone in the window structure detects noise, a set of speakers projects a sort of anti-noise, essentially an inverted wave pattern that cancels the unwanted sound. It's an intriguing idea. If it could distinguish pleasant noises from the unpleasant ones, we'd be sold. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, Republican candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote on November 3rd. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106. Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Clyde Edwards-Helaire showed new teammate Le'Veon Bell and the rest of the NFL how dominant the Kansas City Chiefs running attack is already. The rookie had 161 yards rushing, and Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes to Travis Kelce, leading the Chiefs to a 26-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. Last night's game, originally scheduled for last Thursday, Mahomes finished 21 of 26 for 255 yards. His first scoring toss to Kelce was the 90th of his career in his 37th game, breaking the NFL record for the fewest games to 90 TD passes. Josh Allen had a quiet night for Buffalo, going 14 of 27 for 122 yards and two touchdowns. KU star running back Puka Williams is calling it quits, leaving the team to be closer to his family. Williams tweeted out, "Right now, family and health are the most important things to me. I need to be with my mother, who's battling health issues." Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event.
Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A Kansas native joining the 2020 Major League Baseball World Series umping crew, Todd Tuechner, formerly of Holcomb and a Garden City High School graduate, is set to umpire games 2 through 7 of the World Series, should all games be necessary. He'll start off Wednesday in Game 2 at home plate. This is Tuechner's first year umping a World Series. His previous experience includes 5 division series, 2 wild card rounds, and 1 league championship series. Kyle Larson can return to NASCAR competition next season following a long suspension for using a racial slur while playing a video game. He was suspended in April after he used the N-word while playing an online racing game in which viewers could follow along. He was dropped by his sponsors and fired by his racing team. Larson, who's half Japanese, spent the last 6 months immersed in a diversity program that helped him gain an understanding of racial injustice. Looking ahead to Saturday, KU and K-State. They'll kick it off at 11 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller Odell, the feature Monday. Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
Celebrate National Apple Month and prepare for Halloween by creating a few scary apple heads. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This Native American tradition was picked up by the settlers and now is a part of American folk art. All you need are a couple apples, a half a cup lemon juice, 2 tablespoons salt, a bowl of water, pencil, and knife. Mix salt and lemon juice in a bowl of water and set aside. Peel the apple and core if you want to place it on a stick or prefer a long, droopy face. Draw the outline of the face, then carve the features into the apple. Soak the carved apple in the bowl of salty lemon water for about 10 minutes. Set on a cooling rack or hang the apples in a warm, dry place to dry. Apples are ready when spongy or leathery to the touch. Insert beads for eyes and rice for teeth if desired. Hang or place your shrunken head on a stick for Halloween. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
It's hard to imagine the changes that took place in the American Southeast during the 16th century. The Spanish came looking for gold. However, they brought something else with them that transformed the area forever. The story of life before and after those explorers is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Daniel Stevens is a ranger at DeSoto National Memorial. He says today's Sunshine State was a key spot for Spain in the New World.
Florida plays an important role in shipping, especially when you have ships laden with treasure coming from Central and South America. The Spanish king needs a place for these ships to land.
Treasure ships could use Florida as a safe haven to rest before making the transatlantic voyage. It was also a place to avoid pirates. In May of 1539, one of Spain's conquistadors landed in Florida to gain that needed foothold in North America.
De Soto's expedition is the largest that comes through Florida. He has about 650 soldiers, as well as about 200 to 300 merchants and tradesmen, because he's also sent here not to explore and conquer, but originally he was sent here to try to colonize.
De Soto did not find treasure, and he failed to establish a colony. However, the mission greatly affected native peoples.
We estimate that Florida's population between 300 to 500,000 individuals. In American Southeast, they estimated upwards of 4 to 5 million people total.
Those population figures were for the time period when De Soto landed in Florida. Within 20 years, changes were visible to a new wave of European explorers.
When Tristan da Luna comes into Pensacola, he notices there is a great decrease from what De Soto's men witnessed in Alabama. So much so that within 150 years, it's estimated that there is a 90 to 95% population decimation due to disease as well as warfare between England and Spain.
The De Soto expedition ventured far from Florida, though, traversing much of today's southeastern U.S. So what happened to De Soto? That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Bradenton, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 60 acres more or less, Nemahal County grassland, to be sold for the conservatorship estate of Leonard Heniot Friday, October 23rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Axtell Community Building. Property is located 7 miles north of Baileyville on the Blacktop D Road to 208th Road, then east 1 mile to E Road and south a quarter mile. Farms on the west side of E Road and is mostly grassland used as a pasture. Approximately 1/3 of the farm heavily timbered and is considered good habitat for wildlife such as white-tailed deer, turkey, and coyotes. This land auction, 60 acres more or less, Nemahal County grassland, located northeast of Baileyville, will be held Friday, October 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Axtell Community Building. For inspection, more information, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Tom Olmsted, or Rob Olmsted.
Don't let your machinery catch fire during harvest. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a little maintenance and a fire extinguisher, you can prevent a tragedy as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It seems every harvest season we see stories in the news of farm equipment that goes up in flames. Most of the time, this tragedy is preventable. Ag research specialist Chip Petrie at the University of Illinois says three things are needed to start a fire: air, a heat source, and material to burn. And there are several ways a blaze can take hold.
The engine or the transmission has gotten too hot. It could be that the material that's there has a low flammability. I mean, it just doesn't take very much to start. In other instances, it's been that a bearing has gone out and that bearing is in proximity to the accumulated matter and it throws off sparks, or the area around the bearing itself just gets so hot that it can ignite whatever it comes in contact with.
The operator may not even realize there's something smoldering, especially on machinery with engines on the back like combines, because the smoke trails behind them. Petrie advises always having a fire extinguisher with you.
We do recommend that, particularly with the bigger equipment, the bigger tractors, and with the combines, that they do have at least a 5-pound fire extinguisher. A 10-pound one would be better, so that if there is something that occurs, they could at least make an attempt to knock it down.
Having two extinguishers on board is even better. Put one in the cab and one where you can reach it from the ground. Lower the risk of fire by keeping debris from accumulating on engine components, since most machinery fires start in that area. Blow off the engine with compressed air and clear off any plant materials wrapped around bearings, belts, and other moving parts. Use a pressure washer to remove caked on grease, oil, and crop residue. Find more tips on preventing machinery fires at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Customer satisfaction is number one at Carriage Motors. Thank you to all our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motors in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. I never thought I needed help. Thought that I could do things by myself, but now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please for help. Come down from your golden throne to me, to Lord. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by by myself. And now I know I just can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you please for help. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you please for help.
Did you know that being grateful can be good for your health and well-being? Recent studies have shown that people who practice gratitude have less stress, more joy, and they're more resilient. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Here's the most interesting finding from these studies. Being grateful can make you feel more compassionate and generous. It's not surprising, actually, when you think about this Bible verse. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, I think the hardest time to be grateful is when things aren't going your way. But it can make a big difference in your attitude. Maybe your car's in the shop and you have to take the bus to get to work. Instead of focusing on the expensive repairs, think about the new people you'll meet on your commute. Maybe God has a divine appointment lined up for you. Be grateful for this gift. So live a life filled with gratitude. It will help you be more content, confident, and generous.
Sunmart Foods wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Sunmart Foods in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop Sunmart.
Warm fuzzies for agriculture in a new Gallup poll. That's coming up on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The farming and agriculture industry rose to the number one spot in a recent Gallup poll about how positive Americans feel about various industry sectors. For the past 20 years, the Gallup organization has done this poll to see how folks feel about the 25 industry listings in the poll. The farming and ag category usually does pretty well, but this is the first time it hit the top of the list. Right below it was grocery, then the restaurant industry, so agriculture and food swept the top three positions. People who were polled had five options for rating the industries in the poll. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, somewhat negative, and very negative. Other industries near the top were computers, retail, and accounting. In the middle were banking, the internet industry, healthcare, and education. Of course, you want to know who was at the bottom, the federal government, though I'm a little surprised it was designated as an industry. Just up from the bottom, pharmaceuticals and the sports industry. Gallup says the pandemic was a likely influence, with higher rankings for those industries making a positive impact on well-being. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2021 Chevy Colorado. Four-wheel drive, it's a Z71, the Midnight Edition. as well a 2020 Chevy 1500 LTZ Z71, and a 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax LT. It's also a Z71. New pickups at the Nordis Motor Company.
Hello and good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, when we spoke with USDA's Stephanie Ho, we looked back upon this last week, as she said it was a good week for both corn and soybean crop development.
Wide open weather helped with crop progress in most parts of the country.
Producers are starting to make the move from soybeans to corn as the open weather continues, and we saw 19% of the U.S. corn harvested just in the last week, 52% of the corn harvested in the last 4 weeks.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest numbers for corn.
60% harvested by October 18th, far ahead of the five-year average of 43%, and more than twice last year's pace when just 28% of the corn had been harvested by October 18th.
97% of the nation's corn is mature, which is the same number for the percentage of soybeans that are dropping leaves.
The soybean harvest did not outpace corn this week. We saw 14% advance in the soybean harvest progress to reach 75% overall.
That is far ahead of the five-year average and nearly double last year's pace.
Now, in other news, the National Grange wants the Food and Drug Administration to consider any and all delivery options of a potential COVID-19 vaccine for rural Americans and farm workers. In a letter to the FDA, the organization says, "We believe that innovative options such as an oral vaccine in a pill form should be pursued." The organization suggested mail delivery of vaccines to rural Americans to ensure quick and easy access once the vaccine is available. Rural Americans face a shortage of healthcare providers, as the organization cites a national study reported back in 2019. The study found that there were only 12 doctors per 10,000 people in rural America versus more than twice that number, 29.6 per 10,000, in urban areas. Moreover, the study forecast a 23% decline in the number of rural physicians over the next decade as current doctors retire. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Has 2020 made you want to bring in 2021 a little early? At Midwest Kia, we have the inventory to bring 2021 to you now. In fact, almost every new Kia on the lot is a 2021. And right now, you can get dealer discounts up to $2,100 off MSRP. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on remaining new 2020 Kias. Let's bring in 2021 a little early. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Get here today to buy with no money down and make no payments till 2021. Ready to move on from 2020? Let's bring in 2021 a little early. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Introduced from date of purchase through dealer. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745 expires.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest monthly consumer beef demand survey shows some concern going into winter, according to Dr. Glenn Tonzer with K-State. He says demand for beef has been strong in the summer months, but there is concern going into the fall and winter, especially for food service establishments for both beef and pork. He conducts a monthly consumer meat demand study for ribeye steak and ground beef. The monthly study, underwritten by the Beef Checkoff and the Pork Checkoff.
On the retail or grocery store side of things, demand for both those products was down slightly, but literally pennies. So basically flat down just a little bit from August levels. And then when we go to food service, the pullbacks were stronger. Foot traffic and general activity around the country has stepped back a little bit over the last month. And foot traffic through restaurants, I think, is part of that story.
But going into fall, restaurants can stretch outside eating with supplemental heating. But winter could see bearish impacts on consumers. They could be uncomfortable dining inside during the pandemic.
Almost 40% indicate they think they will have one available to themselves in the first quarter of 2021. to be determined. But that is telling. That's a sizable part of the population that thinks that. I follow that up with, once a vaccine is available, what's going to be your change in behavior, if any, in a food service sense? So more narrowly, I asked, how are you going to change your willingness to sit down, dine in on site at a restaurant? And 19% say they immediately will have more sit down on site restaurant meals. A full 32% say they'll make no change. And for those that are good at math, that leaves basically 50% that say, yeah, they're going to slowly go back to consuming more.
He says that offers some optimism for food service sectors, which were opportunity for retailers to supply consumers who are not going to change their behavior. That is a check of Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale on Wednesday, October the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. Cattle included will be 90 choice reputation black and red Angus Charlotte cross and limousine Angus cross calf with vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day old fall calves by side. There will be 45 Colorado origin calf with vaccinated red Angus first calf heifers. They will be AI bred to red Angus redemption bulls for February calving. We'll have a complete dispersal of 65 black-white facing Hereford cows. They'll be 2 years older. 15 of them will have Angus and Hereford cross calves by side. The balance will be bred for February-March calves. We'll have over 100 black and crossbred cows. Will be 3 years older. Many will have fall calves by side. Bulls offered will include 2 3-year-old Angus bulls and the 3-year-old red Angus bull. Also offered will be 16 Simmental and Sim Angus calf with vaccinated replacement heifers. To consign cattle, for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 21st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mcclivestock.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, to talk about another convention, the American Agri Women. And they have a note today to say thank you to the Trump administration's new executive order, Modernizing America's Water Resource Management and Water Infrastructure. We'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Let me give you a little background on the American Agriculture Women. It was started in 1974 when members have worked together to educate consumers, to advocate for agriculture, and to offer networking and professional development opportunities. You can go to the AAW website to get more information in case you are a lady who would like to be a part of it. I've reported on it every year since 1974, and the latest press release that caught my eye said American Agri Women President Carolyn Zern views an executive order as one more blessing for American agriculture and all Americans. This order not only cuts red tape, it also provides a clear path for agencies such as the Bureau of Interior, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Army Corps of Engineers to work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And this order provides jobs, water infrastructure, transportation on rivers and inland waterways, and water forecasting. This project will offer clarity to agriculture, especially those who rely on the Colorado River for irrigation and the Mississippi Delta, working with the Gulf of Mexico Nutrient Task Force, Florida's flood and restoration projects throughout the Everglades have been in progress for many years, mired in red tape. Now they'll be able to move forward. It is quite a movie, quite a move, because it comes to at about the same time as we'll begin to open some of the renovated locks and dams on the Illinois River that feeds into the Mississippi River and ultimately feeds into the Gulf of Mexico. A primary route for transportation of agricultural products to get to the Gulf of Mexico, to the West Coast, and to other ports where agricultural products are loaded aboard ships to be delivered to the buyers in foreign countries who depend on American agriculture for a lot of their product. So, again, thanks to the American Agri-Women, and congratulations on being in business since 1974 to advocate for American agriculture. That's National Farm Report for today, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And is why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Football isn't the only way to get a concussion. Farmers are at a high risk of concussions as well. Learn why and how to prevent it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Claas. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
It's about time. Applied at Planting, new Xyway 3D fungicide from FMC delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind Enfurrow Xyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Football is a heavy contact sport, and so is farming. Both can give you a concussion from a blow to the head. Concussions are a mild form of traumatic brain injury, and due to the nature of the work, farmers are at a high risk. Kent McGuire is an ag safety and health coordinator at The Ohio State University. He says slips, trips, and falls are common causes, as well as other farm activities.
Working with livestock, working with heavy tools or equipment, working in tight spaces or under raised equipment, and a lot of times people don't think about this, working in low light visibility environments where you have a blow to the head or you hit your head because you don't realize or see an object in front of you.
Most concussions occur without losing consciousness. Signs of a concussion include headache, dizziness, blurry vision, and confusion. They can show up right away or even days or weeks later, so be sure to get medical attention right away to help prevent any further injury. The best way to avoid a concussion is to monitor any hazards that could cause head trauma.
You can avoid working on equipment that's raised above you or has loose parts or tools that are positioned directly above you. Stay clear of where materials or debris may be projected or even thrown.
A person who has suffered a concussion needs time to heal the brain. If there's another blow to the head before it's completely healed, a second concussion is likely and increases the chances of long-term problems. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about concussions on the farm and how to prevent them at agriculture.com.
Hey, let's take a break from political ads and talk about the Mosier Ranch private treaty bull sales starting at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 31st at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 55 bulls, including Simangus, Simmental, and Angus. For more information, check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information, including our catalog and video, or give me a call at 785-456-3101.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. In passing through the lunch hour, a bit more of the same as we see mostly higher numbers through the grains. However, some rebounding in the livestock as live cattle back mostly higher. October live cattle up 45 cents now here through the lunch hour at 104.45. December up to 105.52. That's up 37 cents. October feeder cattle still with some weakness, currently down a nickel at 134.52. However, beyond that, triple-digit gains, including November feeders up $1.17 at 131.02. Still a rough day for the lean hogs as December lean hogs down a full 262 at 68.80. Looking at February into next year, down 222 as well at 68.62. Look through the grains now as Kansas City wheat continuing to tack on some more strength as December KC wheat now up 8.5 to 571.5. March up 8.5 as well to 578.5. Chicago and spring wheat also seeing some slight gains today. December corn up 2.75 at 408 a bushel. March at 412.5. That's up 2 cents. And the soybeans with a near double-digit jump. November beans up 9.75 at 10.64 a bushel. January also at 10.64. That is up a dime. Soybean meal rebounding back into the green as December soy meal now back slightly higher, up 40 at 373.60. And December soy oil as well back up 66 points at 33.19. Cotton still with some weakness, though, as we see December cotton down 45 points at 70.71. March at 71.41. That's down 42. Look at the energy markets, mostly higher now here through the midday. November crude oil up 39 cents to $41.22 a barrel. Unleaded gas puts on 2 cents a gallon up to $1.18 now. November heating oil up to $1.16. That's fractionally higher. And natural gas still up 10 for November at $2.89, but they do see some weakness beyond that. Looking at the stock markets here through the midday point, we see the Dow rising after Pelosi says she's optimistic about a possible stimulus deal. The Dow up 364 at 28,559. The S&P and the NASDAQ both up more than 1%. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
The Black Squirrel. Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.